It's VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The EU and UK have reached a post-Brexit trade deal, ending months of haggling. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called it a good deal for the whole of Europe, and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the deal is fair and balanced. Next, the UK Parliament will vote on it. It will also need ratification by the European Parliament. The full text of the trade agreement is expected to be published soon. European Union fishing fleets will have to give up a quarter of their current catch in British waters over the next 5.5 years, officials said Thursday. Under the newly sealed trade deal, after a transitional period, access to the UK's rich fishing grounds would be negotiated on an annual basis. This represents a compromise. Earlier in the negotiations, Britain was pushing for an 80 or 60% cut in the EU share, phased in over only 3 years. Boats from the continent will also be allowed to work in British inshore waters less than 12 nautical miles from shore during the transition. But it's a tough pill to swallow for many fishing communities in northwestern Europe, which have worked in what are now UK waters for centuries. The kidnap of 344 schoolboys in northwest Nigeria had the appearance of an Islamist militant attack. There was even a video purporting to show some of the boys with members of Boko Haram, the extremists behind the 2014 kidnapping of more than 270 schoolgirls. But four government and security officials familiar with negotiations that secured the boys' release told Reuters the attack was a result of intercommunal fighting over cattle theft, grazing rights, and water access, and not spreading extremism. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some other stories making headlines today. India's main opposition party pressed the government on Thursday to call a special parliamentary session to withdraw new agricultural laws that farmers say will leave them at the mercy of big corporations. Rahul Gandhi, a senior leader from the opposition Congress Party, handed the president a copy of a petition that he said had attracted 20 million signatures online. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Thursday apologized for denying allegations that his office may have possibly violated Japan's strict political funding laws and admitted he was unaware what his office had done. He said he will correct his false statements in Parliament on Friday, marking a stunning reversal of fortunes for Japan's long-serving premier and one of its political elites, whose grandfather and great-uncle also held the post. Pope Francis, in his Christmas messages on Thursday, promised to visit Lebanon and South Sudan as soon as he could. The Pope traditionally mentions countries in his Christmas Day message, but he singled out those two nations because of difficulties each has faced this year. More than 1,000 migrants from Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa were left to sleep in the cold after their camp in northwestern Bosnia burned down amid a dispute among Bosnian politicians over where to house them. On Wednesday, a fire destroyed the camp in Lipa, which housed about 1,200 people. Police and UN officials have said the blaze was probably started by migrants unhappy at the temporary closure of the camp, scheduled for the same day, and uncertain about where they would be relocated in Bosnia. Prime Minister Ana Brnabic received Serbia's first COVID-19 vaccine shot Thursday, kicking off a mass inoculation drive with doses developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Serbia is the third country in Europe to start mass COVID-19 inoculations after Britain and Switzerland. Denmark has identified 33 infections with the new variant of the coronavirus that has been spreading rapidly in parts of Britain, according to authorities. The State Serum Institute, which is Denmark's infectious disease authority, said in a report that the cases had been found in COVID-19 tests carried out between November 14th and December 14th. And in Chile, a team of golden retrievers and Labradors are helping sniff out passengers infected with COVID-19 at the Santiago International Airport. The dogs sit when they smell the virus and get a treat. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.